money. It's a business banger, baby.
Business banger spotlight.
Business tips.
It's a business banger, baby.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey. Business tips. Words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discount.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
It's a business banger, baby.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Banger Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Here at the Business Banger Spotlight, we feature bold and brilliant individuals from all around the globe who are absolutely banging in business. From powerhouse CEOs to rising startup stars, guests share their real journeys, expert tips, game-changing insights, and a dose of motivation to keep you grinding. So, before we get into the show, we must get those formalities out of the way. So, if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to share with everyone that you know how to tune in, this is what you would share. All right, everyone, let's welcome Munira, also known as the Niche Navigator, to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for being a guest today. So before we jump right into it, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I am Munira, Dr. Munira Zahabi. I live in the Chicagoland area. It's very cold here today. And I am the Niche Navigator. I give myself this name because I helped people that I coached to find their niches. And now, presently, I'm working with small business owners and authors to find, to help give their business a voice. Because one of the things that I noticed is that most people write a book and then shelve it. But it's no use sitting there for you if you're just an author and not talking about your book. So one way to do it is give your business a voice.
Okay, awesome. So before you became a entrepreneur or coach, can you tell me what were you doing before that? Were you in the corporate world? If so, what was your role?
I am a trained, certified pharmacy technician. I've been in that realm of world of drugs and medicines in the last 425 years. I was also a project manager in the same field. So I went up the ranks. I worked with different hospital systems. Then I became a project manager, project coordinator, and now I am a scrum master. But in the midst of all of these things, between each project, I had to figure out how I was going to put food on my table. So I started entrepreneurship, and the rest is history.
Okay. All right. And so tell me what transpired in your life to make you pivot into entrepreneurship?
I think entrepreneurship was in my blood because my grandfather, his father, and then my father were all business people. They had different businesses, different sorts. The reason I pivoted, it was because I realized that corporate worlds don't care about they're not generous with their retirement plans, and they don't, they don't care about long-term relationships. So if they don't feel that, if they feel the budget, you are one of the budget, the person who is draining their budget, there's no problems, they'll cut you out right away. And so I was in that realm. I got a good job and then I was cut off. Every time I got a good job, I was cut off. That happened 3 times. And I realized that I needed to stand on my 2 feet, make my own schedule, because even when you were new at any place, you couldn't ask for days off because seniority mattered. One of the things that I realized was, you know, if you were your own boss, you can take a day off when you feel like it. So I liked that concept.
Okay. All right. And what made you decide to go into the industry of helping people find their niche?
Well, over the years that I was a pharmacy technician, I was also part of the learning programs in the hospital I worked with. So we had a lot of incoming interns that were pharmacy students who were becoming pharmacists and pharmacy tech students, because in California, you had to do certain amount of hours in a setting where you were getting on-the-job training, not getting paid for it. And so we had a lot of turnover in the hospital, and I realized that I was the key person, one, because I had that responsibility for the students, and they would come and talk to me about their future plans, and I would help them figure out. I had one lady who was a pharmacy technician who was being forced to go into dentistry, and she didn't like it. She became a pharmacist later on, and she always, even to this day, thanks me because I helped her change her mind from dentistry to pharmacy, because it allowed her as a woman to have children and have a good career while raising her kids. So over the years, I had helped a lot of people. I just didn't know I could get paid for it, and I didn't know that was called coaching until I started looking for a coach, and I realized, hey, you know, I've done this before. I might as well get paid for it now.
Gotcha. So in that transitioning from the corporate world into entrepreneurship, can you tell me what would you say was your greatest struggle and how did you overcome that?
Confidence. The fact that, am I good enough to talk to people, and am I good enough to be the person in front of them? Who am I to coach people when I myself don't have a ground to stand on? So that was the biggest, for me, the threshold that I had to overcome. The fact of the matter was that the fact that I couldn't believe in myself was the biggest thing. I found coaches who allowed me to borrow their belief and allowed me to stand on their belief to figure out, yes, I'm good enough, and okay, you can take my belief and go train the world. And that happens, I think, when you have one or two, the first two clients when you are not sure. But as you grow, your confidence grows and allows you to stand on your two feet, because then you feel like I can conquer the world.
Okay, awesome. Now, in this coaching business that you have, can you tell us what is the name of it and who is your ideal client?
My coaching business, my business is called Kismet Ventures. And I named this because I help change people's kismet, which is fate. And my ideal client is an entrepreneur or an author who has written a book and just shelved it. Right now, I'm concentrating on the fact that everybody who has a business has to have a voice. And how do you give your business a voice is the biggest thing, because most entrepreneurs in the course of the 10 years that I've been in business, I noticed most people weren't talking about their business as much. One way to talk about it is to get on a podcast and talk about your business and what you do, how you do it, and why people should come to you for that matter. And It has allowed me to grow, because I myself have my own podcast. I have over 600, I've interviewed over 600 entrepreneurs on my podcast. And the fact was that I was very scared for the longest time. Even after 300 podcasts, I wasn't calling myself an expert until somebody told me that, hey, you know, you've got more people that you've interviewed, and you know you have the confidence. If you can talk to anybody, then you should be the expert. So giving your business a voice allows you to do just that, because it allows you to stand in front of people and talk about the business. And here's one thing that I already know, that you are the only person who knows your business in and out, and the only person who can talk about your business passionately. Mm-hmm. So if you know business in and out, you talk about your business, people on a podcast are going to listen to you and going to feel that energy flowing and will say, you know what? I need to talk to this person. They can help me.
Awesome. Now, tell us, how would people go about reaching out to you and connecting with you if they are interested in your services?
My name is my title. So on Facebook and all social media, I'm Munira Zahabi. The best way to contact me is to send me a message through the contact form on thenichenavigator.com, because that's something that you'll never forget. thenichenavigator.com/contact-me, and go there and just give us your information, and somebody from my team will reach out and then we'll set up an appointment to talk to me.
Okay. So you've given your social and the website. Great. So last but not least, if you had any advice to give to our listeners that are entrepreneurs or are aspiring entrepreneurs, what advice would you give?
Talk about your business, ma'am. Talk about your business. Because if the biggest companies out there, Toyota, McDonald's, Burger King, if you watch TV, those ads are on TV all the time. Why would somebody with so many millions of dollars talk about their business all the time? Well, if they can do it, you can too. So any chance you get, talk about your business, because that's the way the word gets out.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Munira, for stopping by Business Banger Spotlight right here on JQLM Radio. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
I appreciate you having me. I am honored and humbled.
No problem. All right, guys, make sure that you all go check out thenichenavigator.com and connect with her. Make sure you go follow her on all social media as well. All right, everyone, that wraps up another episode of the Business Banker Spotlight with your girl, Lady J, right here on JQLM Radio, a division of Ego Entertainment Network. Thank you to our guest again, and make sure you all go check them out, connect and share. And remember, whether you're a seasoned boss or building your empire, this spotlight is your go-to for the energy, knowledge, and inspiration to level up. You're not just in business. You're a business banger, baby.
Business Banger Spotlight.
Yeah.
It's a business banger, baby.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a business banger, baby.
Share your entrepreneurship journey.
It's a business banger, baby. Business Banger Spotlight. Yeah.
Business tips.
Words of encouragement.
It's a business banger, baby, baby. Share your entrepreneurship journey, business tips, words of encouragement. And occasionally, we offer special discounts.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby.
It's a business banger, baby. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Bang.